Perek Vav, Perek Kisei Hadam, and Mesach Techula, the Mishnah. The mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, covering the Dam Shechita, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, even if there is no Beis HaMikdash, but it does not apply to a carbon. And it's noyig by Chaya V'Oif. However, one cannot shecht on Yontav a Kai, since it's a Safek, and in a Safek you cannot do Kisei, because Kisei is really a Malacha. Gemara. The Afar, the dust or the dirt that one uses for Kisei Adam, must be both below the blood and on top of the blood. Finally, by a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, there is no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Daf Pei Dalet. There is no mitzvah of Kisei Adam by a Behema, since the Pasuk in Vayikra Yud Zayin says Chaya O'Oif. A person should only eat meat occasionally, but not too often. The Gemara says we should be Chayshish for the rule of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that a person should only eat simple foods. Lamb, tzon, is a good thing to buy, since you get not only the meat, but the milk and the skin as well. A person must teach their children derech eretz and how to live, and not get them used to eating rich foods like meat and wine. Rabbi Yochanan says if a person wants to become wealthy, he should be isek with behema dakas, i.e. sheep. If a person yarshined a lot of money, and it doesn't matter if he loses some of it, he should wear clay pishta, linen, use glass dishes, and hire workers, but don't watch them. These, of course, are things that are going to get a person into trouble if he does any of these. If someone lives by a budget, and not according to his taiva, he will be okay. The Gemara says that a person should eat less than what he can afford. He should dress according to what he can afford, and for the covet of his family, he should spend more than he can afford. If a person shechts on Shabbos for a chayla, where chil Shabbos is, of course, mutter, he is then chayev in Kisei Hadam as well. When there is a milah and the eighth day falls on Shabbos, we say that the milah is deicha Shabbos. But if it's a suffix when the baby was born, then it's not deicha, even yontif. So kal v'chaymer, since Kisei Hadam is not deicha Shabbos, certainly by a suffix it's not deicha. Daf pehe. The din of smicha, leaning on a carbon, applies only to a man, not a woman. Shimon and Rav Yaisi say, nashim saibchais rishus. They can do it if they want to. The Mishnah. If the shechita turned out to be a treifa, or if it was shechted l'shem avodah zarah, which makes it aser bahana, or if it was shchutei chutz, Rameir says there is a chiyuv of kisei adam, since he holds that shechita she'ein ru'uya is shma shechita. The chachamim say potter, since it's lav shma shechita. But if the shechita was done incorrectly, and it became an avela, all hold that no kisei adam is necessary, since this is like no shechita at all. The Gemara. If an oif tame is shechted, it is also potter from the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. According to Rameir, even though we hold, and he holds, Shechita She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shechita, you still cannot eat it. Reb Shimon says, Chulin She'nishchetu Ba'azara needs to be burnt completely. If a person shechts, but he needs the dam for something personal, he still must cover it, and he can't use it. The Eight says not to shecht it at all, it'll become a treifa, and there'll be no halacha of Kisei Hadam. Finally, the commandment of Shechita is learned from the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis, V'zavachta kasher tzivi sicha, that teaches us that all the halachas of Shechita are halacha l'moshe misina. Daf Pevav. Rabbi holds regarding Kisei Hadam that we paskin Shechita she'ena ru'uya lav shma Shechita. In the schus of Rabbi Chia and his sons, some bad things which were happening in Eretz Yisrael, for example hurricanes, ceased to happen. The Mishnah. If a cheresh, a shaita, or a katan did shechita with valid supervision, so then the shechita is good, because other people who were rai saw them do it correctly. And therefore, in that case, the mitzvah of kisei hadam applies. But if they do it without hashkacha, without someone watching over them, then the shechita is considered no good, the animal is a nevela, and therefore no kisei hadam is needed. If they shecht a mother without hashkacha, then it's a machlokes if others can shecht the child on the same day or not. Since the first shechita is a safek, there's a chash of Aisei v'Espanai, if the first shechita was in fact good. The Gemara. If a child is found next to a pile of dough, and a small piece of dough is in his hand, the Chachamim say, then this dough is considered to be tame, since the derech of a child is to play with garbage, where there are shrutzim running in the garbage, so his hands, the child's hands, are probably tame. Therefore, once the child touches the dough also becomes tame. Rameir says that the dough is tahar, since a miut of kids do not play with garbage, so a combination of this miut of kids plus the chazaka of kashrus on the dough keep it tahar. We say smeich miuta lechazaka. We combine the two together. Finally, Reb Chiya Bar Ava used to every 30 days review all of his learning with Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah. If in one place a person shechts 100 chayas, or birds, one kisoy is enough for all of them. If we have chaya and oif in one place, then one kisoy is also good enough for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda says first a person should shecht the chayas, do kisoy, and then he should shecht the oifis and do a separate kisoy. Gemara. Rabbi Chanina says, but Rabbi Yehuda is maida that only one bracha is needed for shechita, not two brachas if you shecht both chayas and oifis. Finally, Rav says that once someone says hav livarech, let's say birchas hamazon, it's a simon that the suda is finished, and if you want to drink more wine, you need a new bracha. The Mishnah. If a person did shechita and he didn't do kisei hadam, if someone else sees this, the observer becomes mechuyev to do the mitzvah of kisei hadam. If someone made kisei and the wind came and blew away the dirt, there is no chiyev to do kisei a second time. If wind came and blew dirt on the dam, so technically it would seem that the person didn't have to do it because the wind came and did kisei hadam, the person then still has a chiyev to do it himself. The Gemara. The one who did the shechita, he's the one who has the mitzvah to do kisei hadam. This is learned from the pasuk v'shafach v'chisa, mi she'shafach yechasa. But if he doesn't do it, then anyone who sees the shechita has a chiyev to do kisei, as the pasuk says, v'omer livnei Yisrael. The Gemara says kisei should be done via a derech kavod, i.e. with a person's hand, not just by kicking dirt on the blood with one's foot. There was a maisa where a stranger came and did kisei hadam for the shechita. The sheichet was unhappy because this guy stole his mitzvah. So Rabban Gamliel was mechayev this person 10 zehuvim for taking away the mitzvah from the sheichet. The Gemara asks if this yud zehuvim is a schar mitzvah or schar bracha. From the pasuk of Vichisahu, we learned that if you do kisei once, if the wind came and uncovered it, you don't have to redo the kisei. The next Mishnah. Blood that is diluted with water, as long as it still looks like blood, the mitzvah of kisoy still applies. If it got mixed with wine, then you pretend the wine is water, and if there's enough wine to still give it the identity of blood, you're still chayev in kisoy. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein dam mevatel dam. So if one drop of blood from a bird, which is chayev b'kisoy, gets mixed up with a gallon of blood from a behema, which is putter from kisoy, then it's chayev in kisoy. Since min b'minai lay batal, you have two minim which are the same, blood and blood, even though they come from different types of animals, but min b'minai is lay batal. So the item which is chayav or pater doesn't become batal to the other item which is chayav or pater, and therefore it is still a chiyav. We only say bitl by min b'she'ena minai. For example, two different things, if blood and wine get mixed up, then the one can be batal to the other. Mishnah says also that blood that gets sprayed out of the neck, or blood on the chalaf, on the knife, that also needs kisei. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's pater. Gemara. Diluted blood is still called blood, and you can use it for zrika on the mizbeach. By kachem we say, yesh dichoy etzel kachem, but by mitzvahs we say, ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs. So even if at one point the blood was unusable, since it wasn't really blood, but once it gets back its identification as blood, there is a chiyav of kisei. The Gemara says any liquid that looks like blood can be used as zrika on the mizbeach for kapara, for machshirin, i.e. to be create a liquid, so something should be mukshir lekabel tuma, should be prepared to be mekabel tuma, and for the chiyav of kisei hadam. Finally, if a person eats blood, he is chayav karis, as long as he eats the equivalent of a kasayis of blood salads. Daf Peches, the Mishnah. With what kind of afer should we do the mitzvah of kisei hadam? One, we could do it with finely granulated manure. Number two, with fine sand. Number three, with ground up clay. And finally, number four, a brick which was ground up can also be used. But we can't use clusters of manure or sand or bricks. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says a klal. Anything that can sustain the life of a plant can be used for kisei. Gemara. If the Torah only would have said v'chisahu, we would think that you could cover it with anything. So the Torah specifically said, v'chisahu be'afar. For kisei, it's better to use soil that if you wanted to, you could use it to grow something. Beis Shammai says kisei can only be done with afar, soil from the ground. Beis Hillel says it can be done with afer, ashes can also be used since the Torah equates offer and afer. Finally, Rava says, in the schar of the humility of Avraham Avinu, telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi offer ve'efer, in Bereishis Sidchas, I'm like dust and ashes, Klal Yisrael was zeicha to two mitzvahs. Number one, the offer of Saita, and number two, the efer of Parah Aduma. Kutras Haladaf brings the base Halevi in Parshas Vayera, who explains this Gemara in a most enlightening manner. He explains that in a certain sense, dirt and ashes are two opposites. Dirt is a substance which has not been utilized for anything in the past, but has the potential for many future uses. Ashes, on the other hand, is a substance that may have had an illustrious past, but holds no promise for the future, because not much can be done with ashes. Avraham Avinu, with his expression of Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, demonstrated a twofold degree of humility. He likened himself to dust of the earth, which has never been utilized, to demonstrate that he did not take pride in his past achievements and did not deem them as anything noteworthy. By comparing himself to ashes, he demonstrated that he was considered himself too insignificant to be worthy of a promising future. The Beis Halevi illustrates how Avram's reward satisfies the principle of mida keneged mida. Reward and punishment is meted out measure for measure. To correspond with Avram's statement of I am ashes, which he said to signify that he lacked a future, Hashem awarded his descendants the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which is empowered with the ability to brighten a tame person's future by purifying him from Tumah. If not for the Parah Aduma, a person who came in contact with a mace would remain tame forever. On the other hand, the reward of Ofer Saita corresponds with Avram's statement of I am dust, because in contrast with the dirt, whose past is of no significance, the dirt added to the Saita's drink is empowered with the ability to clarify the Saita's past and verify her innocence. If indeed the Saita did not sin, the Saita drink will vindicate her and allow her to return to her husband. If not for the Saita water, an innocent Saita would not be able to prove her innocence, and she would forever be usher to return to her husband. Daf Petas. Rava said that as a reward from Avraham Avinu, saying he didn't want to have hana from stolen objects, Klal Yisrael was zeicha to two mitzvahs. Number one, tcheles of tzitzis, and number two, the ritzuas of tefillin. Rameir asked, in what way is tcheles different than all other colors? That tcheles is the color that was chosen to be put on tzitzis, the blue chalazin. Our answers, mipnei she tcheles daime leyam, v'yam daime lerakia, v'rakia daime le'evin sapir, v'evin sapir daime lekise hakavet. Tcheles reminds, when a person looks at tcheles, they remind themselves of the sea. When they look at the sea, they remind themselves of the heavens. When they see the heavens, they remind themselves of the evin sapir, sapphire. And when they see the evin sapir, they think of the kise hakavet. Rababa said how difficult it is for someone who steals something and eats it, because once it's eaten, it cannot be returned. The Mei Megodim says from Chazal, Kol hanena min ha'olam hazeh b'loi bracha, ki ilu geizal mi'akadosh baruch hu who kneses Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Klal Yisrael because we're large or great, but only because we're modest. Rava said, greater it is what was said about Moshe ve'Aaron than what was said about Avraham Avinu. In fact, Rabbi Yechanan said, the world only existed for Moshe and Aaron. Rabbi Lai said, the world exists in the schus of those who, even in the time of an argument and stress, they can keep their mouth shut. As the Pasuk in E of Chav Ches says, Tehle Eretz al Belima, the world exists due to the silence of certain people. Rabbi Vo said, the world exists for those who don't run after covet, but who stay away from covet. The Gemara says, it's okay to do Kisei Hadam with the ashes of an Ir Hanidachas. Aye, but Ir Hanidachas is Osir Bahana, so how can one use the ashes? Rav answers, mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna. Since we're dealing with a mitzvah, there is no hana. Finally, a shofar or a lulav of Avodah Zarah should not be used, since they're osir bahana. But if someone did use it, then he still yaitze the mitzvah of shofar or lulav, since we say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Zayin Gid Hanosha as background. From the Pasuk in Bereishis regarding Yaakov Avinu, which says, Al kein layoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanasha, we learn that it's usur to eat the gid hanasha, the sciatic nerve. And the Sefer HaChinuch explains that the intent of this mitzvah is to teach us that no matter what kind of tzaras we have, we should still have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a geula. And the Mishnah says, the mitzvah of gid hanasha applies in Eretz Yisrael as well as Chutz Laretz. It applies in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and it applies to chulin as well as to hekdesh. It applies to chayas and behemoths, but not to birds, since it doesn't. The bird doesn't really have a kaf. If we find a shlil, a baby inside the mother's womb, itzkid hanasha is also usr. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case it's mutter. Finally, the Mishnah says that butchers are not believed to say that they took out the gid hanasha, since it's a very complex procedure. The Chachamim, however, say that they are believed for the gid as well as for chelev. The Gemara. The reason the Mishnah tells us that gid hanasha is also chal and hektish is because since it's also already hektish, something which is hektish is already usr, because it's hektish, I would think ein isr chal al isr, that one isr cannot be chal on another. Kamash milan, if a person eats this, he's chayev for both. If a nazir becomes a tamei meis in the middle of the counting of his days in Naziris, he must take a haircut and begin counting his days all over again. Daf tzadik. When it comes to the gid hanasha, because it's an isr chomer, we do say isr chal al isr, i.e. that it can also be chal on hektish. If a carbon isn't eaten, it's a machlokes if the isr of gid hanasha will apply to it. Since the pasuk says v'hiktir hakayin es hakol, this is a ribui to include the bones, the hooves, and all parts of the animal. Even if they're separated from the animal, there is still a chiyuv to burn them. By carbon oila, there's a question if we also burn the gid hanasha, or we just put it on the side with the ashes pile, the tapuach, which is on the mizbeach. There was a gold cluster at the entrance of the heichal, and if someone wanted to make a nedava to the Beis HaMikdash, they could leave it there. Finally, the pareches was a tefach thick. It was woven on 72 strands, and each strand contained 24 threads. Its length was 40 amas, i.e. the height of the Pesach of the Heichal, and its width was 20 amas, which is the width of the same Pesach. Taf Tzadik Aleph. If someone ate some of the Gid Hanasha from both legs, he's chaya for Malkus twice. Rabbi Yehuda says only once. If he ate it from two different behemoths, then it's the same Machlekes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the real Isser of Gid Hanasha is only on the right Yerach, not the left. And Rabbi Yehuda also said the main Isser of Gid Hanasha is on the right. And the reason it's on the right is because the Malach who fought with Yaakov Avinu was to the right of Yaakov. And if an Akum joins a Yehudi on the road, we should keep the Akum to the right. So if he needs to, he can defend himself. The Gemara says it's called the Gid Hanasha because it slipped away from Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda says Yaakov was left alone because he was looking to take care of some small kelim, vessels. From here we see that by a tzaddik, all of his possessions are more chashuv to him than his own guf. Rabbi Yehuda explains that the reason a tzaddik values his possessions so much is l'fi she'ein poishtin yedehem begezel, because they don't acquire their money through stealing or cheating. The Gemara says from the Maisa with Yaakov, we learn that a Talmud Chacham should not travel alone at night. From Vayola and Shem, Kivah HaShemesh, we learn that when Yaakov left to go to Charan, the sun set early for him. When he put his head down to sleep, the Pasuk says, Vayikach es ha'even, which seems to imply one stone, to teach us that all of the stones fought to be Yaakov's pillow, so they all, in order to solve that problem, they all came together as one stone under Yaakov's head. Three groups of angels sing Shira every day with the words Kadesh and Kadesh. But in fact, B'nai Yisrael are more chaviv ta'kadosh baruch hu than the malachim, since the malachim don't say shira in Shemayim until we say shira down here. Daf Tzadik Beis. In every generation, there are a few rabbanim who are close and influential with the government. Shimon ben Lakish says, Klal Yisrael is compared to a vine, in that balabatim are the base in order to give tzedakah, to support people. The grapes are the talmidei chachamim, and the leaves are the amei ha'aretz, who work the land to protect the Talmidei Chachamim. And the grapes are mispal for the leaves, since without the leaves, without the Amei Haaretz, the grapes, the Talmidei Chachamim, cannot exist. The Gemara says the world exists due to the schusim of the Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim. If a bird does have a proper kaf, even though most don't, will the Isra of Gid Hanasha apply? Gemara says, teiku. Finally, the veins in chelev, or the kidneys, are usr, but there is no malchus if a person eats them. The behema, while it's alive, as it moves, its limbs separate from each other. The first amma of the intestines in the last stomach, the chelev on it, which is called the chelev al-hadakin, requires cutting off. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's mutter. There are five veins that are usr, three because they're like chelev, the spleen, the flank, and the kidneys, and two, because they're like dam, the foreleg and the cheeks. In dam, if you salt them to get the dam out, they're mutter. But if it's chelev, there is no solution for what you can do to them. There were some differences between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel when we talk about minhagim regarding certain halachas and kashrus here. Rabbi Yochanan told someone not to forsake his own minhagim. Normally, the machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina, Ravina is lekula, and we usually paskin like Ravina lekula, except in three cases. The Gemara says there are really two parts to the gid anasha, an inner gid next to the bone, this is osur midaraisa, and the outer one is osur midarabanan. According to Rav Meir, we don't believe the butchers when they say they took out the gid and the chelev, but later they were chayzer on this halacha, and in later generations they were believed. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that in practice one should only buy meat from a reputable butcher who is muchzak b'kashrus, someone who is well known for his credibility in kashrus. The next Mishnah. A person who is a Yehudi can send an animal to a guy which has a gid anasha, and we're not afraid he'll sell it back to another Yehudi, and the Yehudi will eat it, since it's easy to see if the gid anasha was taken out, so the second Yehudi will recognize it if it wasn't taken out. Daf Tzadik Dalad, the Gemara. Shmuel said, Gnevas Das, giving a false impression, is usur to both Yehudim and Goyim. We learn this from a Maisa where Shmuel was on a boat with his assistant. The Gemara says, for example, that deceiving a recipient of a gift or a favor by exaggerating the gift's value is called Gnevas Das, and this is unethical, because as Rashi explains, it causes the person who receives the gift to feel more indebted to his benefactor than is really warranted for the gift. Also, if someone constantly asks his friend to come to his house for a meal, but doesn't mean it, since he knows his friend won't come anyway, this is osur, mishum gnevas das. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Chaf Ches, Siv Zayin, says that an insincere invitation is osur only if it is done in the hope that the recipient will return the favor. However, if the host's intention is merely to honor his friend, to give him honor, then it's mutter. If someone does something which is a bit insincere, but he does it to be mechabit his friend, then it's mutter. Finally, one shouldn't sell treifas and nevelos to a guy because he may go and sell them back to Yisrael. Daf Tzadikei. If a meat market is owned by a guy, but all the shachtim are Yisraelim, then the meat is mutter to be eaten. Mir Tzisham on the next tape, we will continue here in this perek with the sugi of basish and salamina ayin, but at this point we will conclude our shir.